Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Mystic Oracle with Sharon Jeffers. I'm so happy that you're here with me today. For those of you that have not listened to my show before, the Mystic Oracle is it's a system of timekeeping and divination that is based on the regular deck of playing cards, and it reveals that the deck of cards was originally a calendar used for timekeeping and the observation of the influences that are working with us in time as we move through it. So we can align the calendar with the card deck. And if you haven't heard me speak about this before, you can go onto my website, which is starofthemagi.com, and look that up. One of the things that I wanted to talk about today, and I'm just going to jump right in here today, is I was on Auntie Kay's radio show the other night, Monday night, and I got some emails afterwards because she asked me about the planet and the cards. And one of the things I want you to know, if you don't know this already, this is a mathematically based system, and it's all done with numbers, planetary influences, and the symbology of the cards, which is very profound. So there's also a numerological aspect to this that we can relate to the alphabet. And when she asked me about the Earth, I, of course, don't have the Earth's birthday. And when I do readings for you or when you look up your card, it's based on your birthday because each day of the calendar year is governed by one of the cards in the deck. And since there are 52 cards plus a joker, some days or some cards have one day and some cards have 12 days that they govern. So she asked me about the Earth, and I did the name Earth in the cards, which I've done before. I have a whole list of things I've done. And the Earth is the King of Clubs. Well, this triggered a lot of interest in people, and I got some emails after that show. So I wanted to start out this show talking about that because it's so fascinating, and it's so completely accurate, and it's mind-blowing. I used to write a column for a magazine in Hawaii called Zento, and my column was called Oracle, and each issue I would write about a place in Hawaii or a god or goddess or a leader, and how I would determine the places and the gods and goddesses and who they were was by using this process according to their name. And when I would look at the life path of the card that would come up for their name, I would see that the legend that went with the place or the god or the goddess was exactly the life path of the card, and it became a very popular column over the, I guess it was 3.5-4 years that column was running, because it was so fascinating to see the correlation between the two. So the other night on Auntie Kay's show, when I was speaking about the Earth being the King of Clubs, I mentioned that, you know, if you look at a traditional deck of playing cards, you'll see that the King of Clubs is actually holding the world in his hand. And when you do the name Earth with the capital E, then the card is the King of Clubs, and he is the master of the material realm. Not the material realm so much, but the Earth. He's the master of the mental realm, and we live in our minds here. So I got a lot of emails saying, I want to know how to do this. How did you do that? You know, so I'm going to explain it to you because it's very easy. There are 26 letters in the alphabet. And if we do the letters, if we consider the alphabet as 26 lowercase letters and 26 uppercase letters, then we have 52, which is the number of cards in the deck. Now, so that means that each letter in the alphabet, each lowercase letter and each uppercase letter, is actually associated with a specific card. The order of the suits is the hearts are first, then the clubs, then the diamonds, and then the spades. That's always the order of the cards. And there are reasons for that. And again, you can read about that on my website. I've talked about that before. So right now, I want to cover some new territory for those of you that have been tuning in every week. And I wanted to teach you this because it's really cool. So each one of the cards has a solar value. The Ace of Hearts is 1, the Two of Hearts is 2, the Three of Hearts is 3. So we go through the hearts 1 through 13. Then the next card, after we do the King of Hearts, the card that follows the King of Hearts is the Ace of Clubs, which is then 14. We go through the clubs, and the King of Clubs is 26, the Ace of Diamonds is 27, the capital. The Ace of Diamonds, sorry. Yeah, I'm getting confused. I'm confusing myself, sorry. So the Ace of Diamonds is 27, and then we go through the diamonds, and the Ace of Spades is 40. King of Spades is 52. So if you go through and you write out Ace of Hearts through King of Hearts, Ace of Clubs through King of Clubs, Ace of Diamonds through King of Diamonds, and then Ace of Spades through King of Spades, and you number them from 1 to 52, you now have the solar values of the cards. If you have my book, Cards of Destiny, there is a page in there, I think it's page 7, that has the solar values of the whole deck. Okay, now we're going to add in the alphabet. You start with the Ace of Hearts and the lowercase a, and you go through to the King of Clubs, which is the lowercase d. And then you go start at the uppercase a with the Ace of Diamonds, and you go all the way through to the King of Spades, which is the uppercase Z. So now you have the solar values of the cards and the solar values for the alphabet relative to the cards. This is very different from numerology as we know it, where the whole alphabet lines up between 1 and 9. So now, when you want to do your name to see what name your card is, I mean what card your name is, I'm doing this all in my head. I'm not looking at anything. So my apologies for confusing myself. So you would write your name out, and I write my name in a column, S below that H, below that A, below that R, below that O, and so on. And then next to it, and you always do your capital letters and your lowercase letters, because the values will change when you change the letters. So you figure out your name, you add those numbers up. If they equal more than 52, you subtract 52. So whatever you have as the total that's 52 or lower, then you look at the solar values and find that card. And that's the card of your name, or that's the card of a place. I have a little part of an article on my website about California. I think it's still there. I may have taken it off. But anyway, I was asked to do a reading for an art project that somebody was doing for a museum here, and he was interviewing me, and he asked me to do a reading for California. So I looked up, because I could, California's birth date, so to speak, And then I looked up, I did the name California. And by birthday, California is a two of diamonds, which is why it's one of the most prosperous places in the world. You know, a lot of wheeling and dealing goes on here. That's the Wheeler Dealer card. It's a very powerful birthday. And then I did the name, which is a Ten of Hearts. And the Ten of Hearts is a card of popularity. It's a card of gathering of people. It's a card where people love being. I mean, there's just this love of people, love of place. It brings a lot of attention, and it's also the card that represents idealism and love in leadership, which is California is always out in front with laws and ideas, and, you know, it's very innovative, very creative, and there's a lot of expression that goes on here. So both those things come into play. If you have my book, I teach you how to do relationship compatibilities in there. And it's the same, it's the very same process that you use with the name, only instead of putting two cards together, you're actually figuring out what card your name is or the location. Now, you can bring your card together, your birth card, with your name and see what kind of relationship that gives you with your name. You can also do the town you live in. You can do anything. You can do two people's names. I've done that. I had a very good friend and client who wanted to go into business with me. And when I put our names together, just our first names, it was a Nine of Hearts, and I thought, you know, this is not going to fare well in the long run because the Nine of Hearts represents loss of love. I mean, it's also the card of universal love and a very high card. However, there's an aspect of it in relationship. The karmic path of that card has to do with letting go of relationships. And I didn't want that to happen, so, you know, we found a different paths to go on in that way so that we weren't in business partnership. So it's really interesting, and you can also learn if you're already in a relationship that has that kind of energy, then you look at, you know, what's the higher side of this? What are the lessons? What are the opportunities I have here, and where can I take this? Which I want to tell you this while I'm thinking of it. My website, it's allinthecards.com, has compatibility reports, and those reports were just lowered to $3.97 a piece. So they were $19.95, and they are on special right now for $3.97. And in those reports, you have the four pillars of strength for relationships. So I just wanted to make them affordable for everybody so that, you know, because a lot of people want to get more than one, and it's easier to do this way if that's the case. So I am going to take calls this hour, and if you don't know about this system and you have questions and you want to know what your card is, you can look on your website. If you want to know more about that, you can call into the radio show. I also want to talk a little bit more about names and places in the card, and particularly names, because, you know, over time in doing this, I've found it to be very interesting. Like, the name, the word spirit and the word angel are both King of Hearts. And the King of Hearts is the master of love. And the King of Hearts is the safe harbor for the people. So I think it's very fascinating. The word science is a Six of Diamonds. And the Six of Diamonds is like, you know, it's my way or the highway. Just show me, and if you can prove it, I'll believe it. And that's exactly how science has behaved. Spirituality is the Ace of Spades, the word spirituality. And you know, the Ace of Spades represents transformation through death and rebirth. It represents hidden mysteries and secrets. Now, I've always felt that both spirituality and science have pretty low ceilings because there's so much conceptual framework that holds them there. And I was listening to Greg Braden one evening a few years ago, and he kept flashing the word technology up on the screen, technology. And so, you know, I did technology in the cards, and it's the Seven of Spades, which is the card of the mystic. And I thought, how amazing is this? Because it's technology right now that's lifting the ceilings off of science and spirituality and actually uniting them. So technology is like our modern-day mystic. The Seven of Spades also sits in Uranus and Jupiter, which is expansion of the higher mind. It's Uranus rules the internet as well. So it's really fascinating when you do this, and I highly recommend that you play with it. And, you know, you do need to have some understanding of the cards. So, you know, if you come up with a name or a card for your name or a location or something, then you can read the descriptions that I have in my book and take from that. The word enlightenment is the Seven of Clubs. The Seven of Clubs is the card that represents spiritual knowledge and the refinement of the mind. Just really refining the mind, taking it higher, getting it clearer, you know, really bringing it to a place where it's like a laser. Another word that's the Seven of Clubs is crystal. And it's interesting because crystals are so clear, and the Seven of Clubs is really about, you know, clarity, cleansing the mind, refining the mind in a way that enables us to be more clear. So I find this fascinating, and I love it. And I got really excited when people emailed me after that show Monday night, because I thought, wow, people want to learn about this, so I'm going to teach them how to do this for those of you that want to learn. And that's one of the reasons that I do this radio show, is just to share about this system, because so many people don't know that the card deck is, it really holds the secrets of our life for each one of us individually. And people will ask me, well, what if I have the same card as somebody else? Well, you have the same life path. However, you're going to walk that path differently. Your stride will be different. Your awareness and your perception will be different. How you breathe and how you interact in the moment will be different, because you're an individual. It's just as if two people are walking down a path, you know, side by side on a hike. They're having totally different experiences of the same environment, and they're gaining different insights from it. They're feeling different things, and yet they're walking on the same path. I've never used this example before. It's really nice. And that's how it is in the cards. You can have the same birthday. And I'll tell you something. If you start studying this system and observing people, you will see the similarities in expression, mannerisms, ways of speech, eye movement, everything. It is completely freaky. And I remember somebody telling me once, there's 44 models and everybody fits into one. Well, I think that there's 53. There's probably 52 because the Joker is outside the box.
Oh, Sharon.
Yes?
This is Margaret from Kauai.
Hi, Margaret.
I am so confused about how to find out, how to figure out my name, that I want a little more direct supervision.
Okay. I am happy to give that to you. You have my book, right?
I do.
Yes, you do. And so there
and
is...
And it's on page 10, the solar return.
It's on
values.
Page 10. Okay,
yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah.
So with each one of those values, there's an association to the alphabet. So starting with the Ace of Hearts, that's the lowercase a. So you, the Two of Hearts is the little b. The Three of Hearts is the little c. The Four of Hearts is the little d. And you go right down the alphabet like that, first through the hearts, and then from the Ace of Clubs to the King of Clubs. Are you with me?
Yes, it sounds like a lot of counting.
Well, you don't have to count.
I don't?
No, no, no. If you just wrote, like, 1, 2, 3, 4, down to 26 in a column, and then next to that you put a little A and a little B and a little C and a little D down to Z.
Okay, I'm getting this better. This is much better for me. Okay.
Okay, good. And probably for a lot of other people that are listening.
Okay, so I'm putting A at 1, a little B at 2, etc.
Yes.
Okay.
Now,
what
you also want to add the card.
Uh-huh.
So you can either do it on the other side of the number to the left of it,
mm-hmm.
or you can do a little, you know, dash and then Ace of Hearts next to the little A.
I got it.
And
so that's the Ace of Hearts. Okay.
So you have it all there together. The one is a little A, and it's the Ace of Hearts.
Okay. Well, I can make this little chart. Now, how do I deal with the uppercase letters?
Okay. It's the same thing starting with the number 27, which is the Ace of Diamonds, and it's also capital A.
Okay, and then 27, and I just keep going.
Yep, you go 28, two of diamonds, 29, three of diamonds, 30, four of diamonds, all the way down. The Ace of Spades is 40, all the way down to 52 with the King of Spades.
Okay,
and then
King of Spades.
You do your alphabet in capital letters.
Okay. All right. That makes
Does that make sense?
Yes. Oh, that's much easier. I wasn't quite able to follow you as you were sort of doing a stream of consciousness thing from your head. I know you could see it, but I couldn't see it.
Yeah.
So thank you. And so do you do first name and last?
You can, but you want to do them separately and together.
Okay.
You know, and also the last name is often related to our karma here and our ancestry, and our first name is really our present self and our manifestation in this life.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you understand how you add them together, and if you get anything over 52, you subtract until you get to 52 or less, right?
What do you mean, subtract until
so
you get
to... So, say you add your name up, Margaret, and
right.
It comes out to be 94.
Okay.
Then you want to subtract 52 from that.
Okay, and then that's the solar value.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, it has to equal something 52 or less.
Got
so
it.
So that you can find the card for it, because that's how many solar values there are.
Okay, now, here's another question. This is a different one.
Okay.
Because I'm from Arcturus. I have a number. Can I use that? Can I do that number? My number is 657. My Earth name is my Earth name, but my Arcturian number is my Arcturian number.
Uh-huh. And so you mean add 6, 5, and 7 or subtract from it?
I don't know. You tell me.
I would do both and see what happens.
Okay. I'll give it a swing.
And then you do it now and call us back.
Are you kidding? This is going to take higher math for me. this might go into the next week. So I won't call you back, but I appreciate your time. You know I'm a huge fan of you and your knowledge about this subject. And every time I hear you talk about it, my knowledge is expanded from hearing you. So thank you for doing this show. And forge on there, King of Diamonds.
Thank you, darling. I want to hold on 1 second. Okay. All right.
All right.
Thank you very much.
All right.
You
I'll
know
talk
what?
To you soon.
When I divide 657 by 52,
mm-hmm. You divide?
I just did it to see what would happen.
Yeah.
And it came out as the Seven of Diamonds, which is the card of where spirit meets matter.
Hmm.
I think that's very interesting because of, you know...
Because of who I am.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'll also do the adding and the subtracting and see what I come up with.
Yes, I would love
maybe
to hear.
Maybe three different people.
Thank you for... Well, that would be suitable. There's more
okay, sweetie.
Freedom there. Thank you for calling.
Yes, indeed.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So anybody who wants to call in right now, please feel free to do so. I am going to look at... It's interesting. The word meditation is a Six of Diamonds, which is about responsibility to higher values. And I even did DNA, isn't that fun? God is the King of Spades, which is the MasterCard of the deck. And the C is the Queen of Spades, if we do a capital S, which is, she's the mother of humanity. That's interesting, isn't it? And then the lowercase, which would be the experience of the C, is the Queen of Clubs, which is the mother of intuition. So it's really fun to play with. And, you know, especially when you're doing your name, you know, I work all the time. I've always been a really hard worker, and my name, Sharon, is a Ten of Spades. You know, and that card represents accomplishment. Ten of Spades are very often workaholics, and, you know, I see that more from my name than anywhere else in my cards. Oh, I'm getting some interesting emails. So you can also email me questions if you have them. How do you go about understanding the system of the cards? Where is it explained? I will go look now. Page 10. Okay, thank you. So, wow. Well, there's... this system is... It comes from the ancient order of the Magi, and you know, there are many, many ancient systems that use numbers that are all based on the same numeric combinations that this system is, 52, 13, 7, and that's what our calendar is. You know, we have 52 days in the week, we have 52 weeks in the year, sorry. And we have 52 cards in the deck. We have 12 months in the year, and we have 12 court cards, the jacks, queens, and kings. We have four suits. We have four seasons. We have in each one of those seasons 13 weeks. And we have 13 lunar cycles, and there are 13 cards in each suit. If you, and there are 7 52-day planetary periods, or 7 52-day cycles in a year, and there are 7 days in a week. If you add up each one of the cards for the value that it is, 1 plus 2 plus 3 plus 4, through the four suits, it equals 364, and when you add the Joker, it's 365. I see this system as a matrix of time, and I've been studying the system for some time now, and I'm always seeing more. It's always revealing more of itself to me. It really is unlimited in its information, and I know not everybody believes that. However, I keep seeing things, things show up that I didn't see yesterday or last week, and it's always something really profound, and it has to do with humanity, it has to do with my life, it has to do with how we move in the world, how we connect, how, in fact, if we look at, we each have a life path of 13 cards, but the truth is, once we go into both our spiritual nature, which is like our cosmic blueprint, and our mundane nature, which is our life path in the world, we actually end up with all 52 cards. And each one of those cards is like a doorway into an entire universe. It's incredible. And I can't see it all. I'm not claiming that I can see it all. I get these glimpses and I stick my head in there and it's like, oh my. And I can only retain as much as I have, you know, a foundation for. And I feel like I will be a student of this for the rest of my life, just because it is a dynamic system and it's always revealing more, always revealing more. It's just like life. And I'm sure that every oracle there is like this. This one is particularly fascinating to me because I can look down to the day. I could look down to the minute if I want to. I don't do that. I could look down to the day and see what the influences are working with me. And a lot of times, I don't look at the cards every day. I don't look at my cards every day. But I do look in retrospect. I'll have, you know, a certain kind of experience, either what I'm feeling or the way people are interacting with me. And I know what cards are influencing me. It's fascinating. And I was started to say earlier, I was talking about character and mannerisms and personality and things. They all show up because our birth card, it represents, and this is the month and day we're born, it represents the costume that we wear to the ball being life. You know, it's our soul's expression of who we are. Then we have a planetary ruling card, which is based on our zodiac sign. And this card comes out of our life path, which is governed by our birth card. That planetary ruling card is how people see us, how we think of ourselves. And sometimes people read their birth card and they'll go, well, some of this is right, but some of this I don't get. And I'll say, well, read your planetary ruling card. And they go, that sounds more like me. And then I tell them, okay, so you need to look at what parts of your birth card you aren't resonating with yet, because that's your soul's expression in this life. And you want to fully step into that energy and express that in this lifetime. Because we embody all these energies that are our life path. And as we understand them, and especially our birth card, as we understand who we are through this system, we resonate with that energy that we embody. We give it permission to broadcast. And as it does that, it resonates throughout creation. There's no separation. I could feel somebody in New York or India right now. There's no such thing as separation. It's a complete illusion. And when I'm resonating with my King of Diamonds energy, it's like turning a glass into a crystal. When I'm aware of that energy as I'm embodying it and I'm aligned with it, I go from being, when I'm not aware, I'm like a glass. When I am aware, I'm like a crystal glass. And what's the difference when you tap a glass and you tap a crystal goblet? It's a very different tone. And this also plays into our manifesting in this world. The same thing doesn't work for everyone, and we touched on this a few weeks ago, or I did, and also when I was talking with Donna Kokora. It's like the more we know who we are and what our destiny is about, the easier it is for us to manifest who we are and what it is that we want. I got an email from somebody and who asked me to do a profile, and his birthday is 6/28. So I'm going to do that for you, Don, real quick. From Don. 6/28 is the Two of Clubs. So today is the Two of Clubs day. The Two of Clubs is the conversation card. This card is either creates harmony through conversation or disrupts it. That's our choice. And we learn all about communication from this card. So 6/28, you would be a Leo. So you are, no, you would be Cancer. Sorry. Two of Clubs, Six of Clubs. So one of the things I want to tell you, Don, and since you're not on the phone with me, I'm going to keep this pretty brief. I want to tell you that you're extremely sensitive and extremely intuitive. You're probably very artistic. And one of the most important things for you is to recognize, and I think you already recognize it, it's about being true to your need to have solitude and time when you're absolutely alone and know that's okay. You have an extremely sensitive nervous system, and your ability to perceive and pick things up is finely tuned, and your intelligence is highly sophisticated. And I feel like, I don't know if you're a musician or an artist, but I feel this kind of energy very strongly for you. You have a really fortunate life path, and you have an inner world that is very rich and imaginative. I don't know if you compose music or write. You can email me back and respond to this. But I feel that kind of energy around you. I have a caller. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
My name is Dawn.
Dawn, D-A-W-N?
It is.
Hi, Dawn. When's your birthday?
March the 8th. Should I get the year, give you the year, too?
No, not necessarily.
Two of Spades.
You are the Two of Spades. You're the Pisces Two of Spades. So your planetary ruling card is the King of Spades.
Really?
Yes.
I like
this. This is a very powerful birthday, actually.
Really?
Yeah. You sound surprised.
Well, you know, the 8 and the 3 is 11, and 11's a master number.
Yes, it is. So are you manifesting your mastery? Because
no,
spades are all about mastery.
I'm completely disempowered. I'm trying to step into my mastery, but I really got disempowered.
Okay. Well, I'm sure you did that so that you could learn something from that.
It was a
my
high
question
thought.
Is, did you?
Yeah, but it wasn't. It was. It, I really could have done it better. But, you know, I don't know. I think it was this karma. But I think I'm getting ready to move back into my mastery because I definitely have been disempowered.
Well, you're a natural-born teacher.
Mm-hmm.
The challenge with this birthday can be that you have a lot of Neptunian energy because Pisces is ruled by Neptune.
Mm-hmm.
The Two of Spades lives in the Neptune line in the cards. So the first four cards in your life path, or the first five really, are Neptune. So you've got all this Neptunian energy, and it's probably easier for you to live on an inner plane than it is to manifest and establish in the physical world.
Very true.
Yeah. So you need to do things that really help you be grounded. And sometimes you might do things that maybe are a little off the edge of what your nature is.
Well, what I found is I have a strong need for security. And instead of sometimes playing to my actual artistic strengths or the real joys of my life, I'll do the drudgery to try to make money or to have financial security, and it really doesn't necessarily work. But that's really been something that I'm guilty of.
Okay, let me share something with you from this system.
Mm-hmm.
That's the spade energy. Spades on the very high side of things. Spades represent self-mastery.
Mm-hmm.
They represent discipline. They represent diligence. They represent labor.
Mm-hmm.
And you're a double spade, so you can tend to make things harder on yourself than they need to be. Working hard. If you took that energy and established that security inside spiritually through a discipline where you're practicing some form of discipline meditation every day,
mm-hmm.
or some sort of practice where you actually are establishing, you know, mastery over your mind,
mm-hmm.
then you won't feel the insecurity, and you'll actually create a foundation in yourself where you can step out and do what it is that you really want to do, because you're a natural-born teacher.
I am, but you know what? I like being a student, and through being a student, I teach, but having the job of teacher, I couldn't do it. I could never grade anybody. So.
Well, you don't have to grade anybody. I mean, you're a teacher by example, being a two of spades, king of spades.
Can I ask you something? My issue right now is where to live, and I feel a great need to live near water, and I don't know if your readings can give me any indication. I'm living in Charlotte, North Carolina, and I am completely a fish out of water here.
Uh-huh.
Hate it.
Out of water, literally.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really? There's
well,
no
you're
water
a Pisces,
here. We've got some big lakes over here, but, you know. And I'm thinking about Baltimore, Maryland. I thought about Charleston, too.
You know, I can't do that on the phone like this. I do relocation readings for people.
Do you?
Finding the best place for them to be. And mm-hmm. when I do that, I combine astrocartography and the cards together.
Because I have a book that has to do with moving to success.
That's Rose Murray's book. That's a great book.
That's a great book.
So look up places there that you're drawn to. Were you listening earlier when I was explaining how to do the cards, the names in the cards?
No, I missed that.
Ah. Well, I can't repeat that because, you know, I spent a half hour talking about
that.
What
I'll do is I'll go into the archives.
You can go into the archives, and I explain it in there. And also, do you have my book, Cards of Destiny?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, you might want to check that out. It's on my website, which is starofthemagi.com.
Okay.
But, yes, I highly recommend using the cards for... But when I do relocation readings, I combine astrocartography with the cards to find the very best place. And you're right, it would serve you to live by the water. The thing is, you do, and I know you don't like to be told what to do, okay? I'm going to do it anyway. You need to find a practice where you establish that solid foundation inside of yourself, because otherwise you're going to dissipate all that energy that you could be using to master and create the life you want just to keep yourself feeling secure. Do you understand?
I do, because actually I was into Judaism for a good time, and that was very satisfying to me, but it was a matter of conversion, and I ended up not converting, and so I'm outside of that, but... That worked very well for me because that gave me discipline and it gave me structure and it gave me ritual and it was good.
Okay, so seek to find something now that would work for you that suits who you are right now and will establish that foundation inside, because that's the platform you need.
Yes, it is.
And because otherwise you're just going to work your fingers to the bone and
But I can be very lazy too. I mean, the other thing is I can be very, very... Very, not lazy, but I just, actually, there are times when I apply myself if I'm interested in something, and there are times when I will just, you know, surf the web, read, think, and just kind of lounge.
Right. Well, you know, you got a lot of Neptune.
Neptune's
like being at the bottom of the deep blue sea. It's fabulous. However, in order to manifest or create in the physical plane, you need to shore that up a little bit by having a discipline that you practice every day.
Is music a discipline?
Well, music for you is divine. You just want to make sure you have to have also some sort of discipline where you're controlling your mind and making it obey. Because that's the secret for you. Discipline, diligence. You know, you need to be on a path of serious self-mastery, being a Two of Spades, King of Spades. The Two of Spades is a card that represents the New Age. It's about the sharing of wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
It's taking action with the unknown. And the King of Spades is the master of the deck. So, you know, it's really, really important for you. You have to do things your own way. And at the same time, it's really important for you to find a way to become masterful. And the only way we become masterful is when we have a disciplined mind. Okay?
That is awesome advice.
I'm glad you appreciate it.
That is
it.
Awesome advice. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you for calling.
Okay.
Bye, Don.
Bye.
Those of you that are spade birthdays out there, it's really important to understand this because each one of the cards has many dimensions to it. It has a completely unconscious, you know, just lost in whatever, the darkness side, and then it's got the enlightened side, and there's lots of things from bottom to top. And I don't have any judgment about any of it being good or bad. However, the question has to be, how do you want to experience your time? Because time doesn't wait around. You know, we can't put it on hold. Doesn't work that way. We're moving through this experience of time. Actually, I really believe that, well, you know, we're moving through time. And so for you spade guys, it's like you could waste your time doing menial tasks, taking care of other people, and I'm not saying it's not good to give to others because we all benefit from that. It's just important that you know that, you know, you have the opportunity to become master. Hello?
Sharon?
Yes?
This is Mindy from Los Angeles.
It's
Do you
who?
Remember me? Mindy Rothstein.
Mindy.
From Los Angeles.
Hi.
Remember me? We had a reading last year.
Yes, I do. But I don't remember
you?
Your birthday.
It's nice to speak with you. April 5th, 1956, I was doing the project with the bonding blanket, and I was trying to figure out what I was doing.
Oh, yes. I forgot about that. What? Yes.
Hello there, and I get your emails every day.
Yes.
Oh, goodness, I can hear myself on the radio here.
Turn the radio off.
Yeah, I'm going to turn this off.
Turn it down.
Okay, here we go.
Last year. Yes.
Okay, there we go. And I get your emails every evening, and I notice that you're on the radio. And here I am. I'm working from home, and I'm just listening to you right now. And I thought, I'm going to give a call over there.
I'm so glad you called.
It's fascinating, your work. And thank you for putting yourself out there like that for us to be able to understand what's going on.
You're very welcome. Thanks for participating with me.
Yes. It's been fun. And your book is really gorgeous.
Thank you.
I'm glad to be speaking with you. I often think about that reading and how it motivated me to really get to work this past year.
And has that served you?
It has served me. I am getting closer. I developed a really fun and wonderful project with a woman that you said I needed to work with women, and there's a very powerful woman I'm working with over in the UK. for another children's project. It's interesting. I'd love to see why I keep on developing projects for babies and toddlers. But I moved forward on working that, and it's getting closer to really manifesting and really being defined. And I worked closely to be able to keep moving my blanket forward, and that's coming along nicely. So,
That's great. That's so great.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that.
Yes.
That's wonderful.
But, I'd love to see if things have switched for me or things are moving forward for me.
Uh-huh. So did you say, what did you say you'd love to see me?
I'd love to see whatever you can actually see right now.
Oh, see right now. Tell me your age. Is it 51?
April 5th, 1956.
Does that make you 51?
Yes, I'm 51.
Okay.
Along with my twin sister.
So you, lots of changes with relationship and...
Uh-huh.
Okay, five diamonds. Ooh, and your work. Your work this year is going to a whole new level, so you want to be really open and receptive to just keep saying yes, yes, yes to everything that feels good in your belly. You are working hard. Every step you take
is
bringing you closer and closer to greater financial stability.
That sounds great, Sharon.
If things seem like they're taking more effort than they need to be, just really pace yourself, okay?
Right.
Because you can have a tendency anyway to do more things than you need to. Let me look at your planetary ruling card. So everything is going through a lot of change right now for you this year. You know, there's a lot of creative energy. You could find at times it's hard for you to focus your attention and stay streamlined on the direction you want to go.
Yes.
So you want to make sure that you prioritize things so that you're doing what you love doing first, and just when you want to do something, do it, and then when you want to do something else, move into that. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
It's like, don't try to force yourself, because you have a nice balance between discipline and playfulness and fluidity and flexibility. So you want to dance between those energies and just stay attuned and move with what you feel. That's very, very important for you right now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Your work by your next birthday is you're going to be doing something completely new. It doesn't mean you won't be doing what you're doing, but something is launching.
That's great. I'm hoping
it's going to be very beneficial. Are you still working with that? Was that a diamond man that came with you?
I know we're not supposed to call him Mr. Wackadoodle, but...
No, not that man. The man who...
Yes, the King of Diamonds.
Yeah,
that is correct.
He's got a profound... He was the King of Diamonds, right?
Yes, he was.
You got the King of Diamonds with the Ace of Spades as your final result for the year. So he's going to play a role in your work going to the next level in some way. And you could even start something new with him.
Yes, that is very true.
Okay.
That's very, very true. I'm sorry?
Just keep going.
Okay. It has to do also international, where this new project where I just started this past year, got busy working because of the reading that I had to do to deal with this very powerful woman, is taking me over to the UK.
I see a lot of networking going on over there.
Absolutely. That's what has to happen.
Yeah. You may find that there's money going out for this.
Money going out?
Yes.
Meaning that I have to come up with money in order to...
It might cost you something here. You've got the Nine of Diamonds sitting there. So this is great for networking and really things just going out in a big way. It's also... with two diamonds. So, do you know that woman's birthday?
No, I don't.
Is she pretty dynamic in making things happen?
Absolutely.
Okay, So you just want to make sure that you keep things in balance. It's very much favored, and there's a lot of change that happens there. Just make sure you have all your ducks in a row with everything that you should be taking care of business-wise, okay?
Yes.
All on paper, all that kind of stuff. You may be spending money to travel over there.
Yes, I'm going to have to make my way over there. That is true.
Okay.
And is that guy still there?
When's his birthday?
February 3rd. I visited your site about compatibility. That was very good, too, by the way.
Yeah, you have a mutual Venus connection with him. So he is still there, but I also see you going, changing what's important for you in relationship this year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're changing the way you think about it.
Absolutely.
Reevaluating.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. That's exactly what I'm supposed to be doing, and we'll see.
Yep.
How
well,
it all goes.
Well, keep me posted and stay in touch with me. I'm living full-time in L.A. now.
Oh, would love to see you. I do listen to you on Thursdays because I work from home.
Okay.
And I'm trying to get a better understanding, and it's really fascinating. And
oh,
I will try and get in touch with you to be able to see you in person.
Okay, thank you so much. Send me
all right,
email.
You take care now.
Okay, Mindy, thanks for calling.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. We have another caller. I think I have one more minute here. Hello? Hey, 54321 is what I just got. I got to go. So thank you all for tuning in. Send me emails. I would love to hear from you, and hopefully I will be with you. Oh, no, next week. Ooh, I'll send you an email about next week. Okay, everybody, lots of love. Bye.